Now the news. I'm Do Hongyu. China, France, Russia, Britain, and the United States have pledged to prevent nuclear war and avoid arms races. The leaders of the five nuclear weapon states made the joint statement, reaffirming their commitment to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty obligation. The statement says none of their nuclear weapons are targeted at each other or at any other state, and a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Ma Jiaoxu says it's the first time for the leaders of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council to issue a statement on nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Director General Fu Cong with the Arms Control Department of the Chinese Foreign Ministry calls it pertinent and timely.
Nuclear weapons are the ultimate deterrence. It's not for war fighting. And the recognition by the five nuclear weapon states of this basic fact will go a long way towards maintaining global strategic stability and reducing the danger of a nuclear war.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed the nuclear weapon states' joint statement on the prevention of nuclear war and avoidance of arms races. A UN spokesperson says Guterres is willing to work with the nuclear weapon states and all UN member states to achieve this goal. Five people are confirmed dead and nine others remain missing after a landslide in Guizhou. The landslide hit a construction site in Bijie Monday evening. Over 700 emergency personnel have been deployed for search and rescue. The Chinese mainland reported 108 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Monday. Shanxi reported 95 cases while Zhejiang registered 8. Global stocks began 2022 in bullish fashion, with major bourses notching records. Monday's landmarks come on the heels of a series of all-time highs in December, as markets continue to bet the latest surge in COVID-19 cases won't derail economic growth. Meanwhile, Apple's valuation briefly hit $3 trillion, becoming the first U.S. company to hit that benchmark. Iran has held a ceremony to mark the second anniversary of General Qasem Soleimani's assassination. The commander of the elite Quds force in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps was assassinated by a U.S. drone strike in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. Iran is urging the UN Security Council to hold the U.S. and Israel accountable for Soleimani's assassination. Hassan Kavani has more details.
General Soleimani was a very popular figure in Iran and even beyond the borders. And today, people, especially the youth, commemorate his devotion by gathering in Tehran, Grand Musalla.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he will pursue an irreversible path to peace on the Korean Peninsula until his term ends in May. Moon called for dialogue and cooperation with North Korea as he delivered his final New Year's speech.
It is true that there is still a long way to go. Now is a time that the South and North Korea's well and cooperation are the most important. If we resume dialogue and cooperation, the international community will respond.
Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been admitted to a hospital. He says doctors are evaluating a potential surgery in his intestine. Bolsonaro has been hospitalized several times since he was stabbed during his presidential campaign in 2018. New York's attorney general has issued subpoenas to U.S. former President Donald Trump and his two eldest children. Attorney General Letitia James says it's seeking testimony and documents from Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump in connection with a civil investigation into the family's business practices. About one in three Americans believe that violence against the government can at times be justified. That's according to a poll conducted by the Washington Post and University of Maryland. The report says the findings post the highest in more than two decades. China has approved its fourth phase of its lunar exploration program, including a basic model of a research station built on the moon over the coming decade. As planned, Chang'e 7 probe will be launched to the south pole of the moon. It'll be followed by Chang'e 8, a step toward building a model of a lunar scientific research station. The 2022 Consumer Electronics Show is set to kick off in Las Vegas this week. Over 2,200 exhibitors and hundreds of thought leaders will join the show. Among them, over 100 health companies will take center stage, and the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is spreading around the world. And that's the news. I'm Do Hongyu.